much for tuning in to CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. I have the pleasure to chat with Anab Obeng Tsu. Anab is a native of Sutton, who recently moved to Frillesburg to launch her new clown school called L'École Brimbalante, a unique nonprofit organization in the Eastern Townships. Anab introduces us to La Brimbalante and what it offers to the local community. Anab, can you please start off by telling our listeners about yourself and how you fell into your career as a clown performer?
There are so many ways that I can I can tell you. Like every time I do this story, it's like a different one. But I like to say that when I was a teenager, I was like always the clown, like making people laugh, like consciously or not. I had some kind of hippies parents too, so I was a different kid, you know, like different references and way to wear clothes and everything. So yeah, I always been into humor, and after I've been into poetry. So in the university I studied in literature, and we built like collective poetry projects and poetic posters in the cities and everything. So I think, yeah, I come from humor, then and music, then go into poetry, and that then I try to work with the body language to use those two dimensions.
Okay.
And I discovered clown for real with a workshop in Bas-Saint-Laurent. I think it was in 2011. And yeah, it was just like for fun at the beginning, just like, oh, let's do this. And it was so powerful, so like free and wild, and I felt so much like, oh my god, it's I feel alive more than any other ways.
Yeah.
So I became addicted.
And it kind of incorporates like poetry and literature and humor. It kind of incorporates all those things that you enjoyed as well.
Yeah, so this is the nice part, like, because I used to be a musician too, with piano, classic piano formation. Yeah, so I tried to use all those dimensions with the visual metaphors and the music, the body. Yeah, and it's not just about doing comic stuff.
Yes, this is last time I interviewed you. You went into detail about that, and that was actually my next question: is like, what makes a clown unique? Like you said, it's more than just humor. What else is there about the clown that kind of attracted your attention?
Yeah, but it's very like, it's a deep character. Some people say clown is simple, but I completely disagree with that. Clowns are complex characters. They have their background. Sometimes they can even have like traumas, like, you know, they have like dark side. Like, I don't mean dark like horror clown, but dark like human, like
just difficult
life is
things.
Not easy for clowns. Everything is very complicated, and they are not adapted. So like, what makes them unique is the complexity and is it possible to say a density, that density of the character,
so the depth of the character,
exactly. They are very like sensitive and and poetic, because they are so like touching characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it's a stereotypical the clown, well, there's no way to be in contact really with the psyche and everything. But
yeah, and they kind of like, you when we last spoke, clowns express their emotions through their work and through their performance as well, right?
Yeah, it's a lot about emotions. The truth of the emotions, the intensity of the emotions, because clowns are like very intense character. So when they are afraid, they can play subtle, but they really are able to play giant emotions and giant fear and bigger than reality.
Now you decided that you wanted to share what you learned with our community here in the Eastern Townships. I think you're probably the only organization that offers something like this. So would you please share with our listeners about what La Brimbalante is all about? What sort of programs or workshops do you offer? And
so La Brimbalante is a nonprofit organization, and we offer trainings for artists, like professional artists, or even like large public, just curious people. And it's trainings all year long, but trainings in clown, of course, because clown is still like the first language of La Brimbalante. But yes, we are interested in all scenic arts too. Okay. And street art sometimes. Like, I mean, performance art in the street. So it can be theater, puppets, improv, bouffant works. So we have different teachers, different experts from, some are from Montreal. A guy is coming from France.
Oh, wow.
We have Circus du Soleil, artists coming to transmit their art, and their techniques. So yeah, sometimes acrobatic also.
So it's a mix of a various different performances.
Yeah. And we have also a poetic, as we say in French, is a poésie accent.
Okay.
So it's like bringing the poésie in the body language, in the visual expression, and in the city. How to bring the poetry in the city.
Okay.
As a living thing.
Now, why did you decide to share this with our community? Why did you decide to start La Brimbalante here in Frillesburg?
That's a nice question. I'm native from Sutton, so it's still like I'm very attached to this this region. And now Frillesburg is especially a magic place, like very like it's just so magic and pure. And it's small, but it's like so full of potential and people with great ideas and open mind, and it's just, I don't know, it's so cute. And we're not so far from Montreal too, so yeah, I just feel it's the land of the possible. Like everything is possible. Even like la mairesse, you know, the politic people, everybody is interested about that.
It's just a great place to share creativity. Our the creativity that runs through this region is incredible.
Yeah, there's so much artists around.
Yeah, exactly. And you currently have some of these workshops going on right now, if I'm not mistaken. You just started the classes, right, this year?
Yeah, we started in the fall, in the last fall. But now we started the new session. The last weekend, we had the first training. So it's training about, it's two days, entire days. It's 12 hours. It's quite intense too. And we have every weekend, we have a different training with a different teacher.
Okay.
So for the all, from now until the end of May.
Okay. So you have something different every weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A different discipline, a different teacher.
The weekend that just passed, you're doing improv, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did that go? Did you have people from the local community attend?
Yeah, we have some from the local community. We had some, senior people.
Oh.
Yeah. They are always very curious about those things. And I love working with those, they are very, especially open and like, not in the ego and like identity questionings. Maybe it was 30-40% locals, and the other part was from Montreal. Sometimes we have even from like Bas-Saint-Laurent, Gaspésie, and we already had a woman. She came from British Columbia. She came.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So people are hearing about you. People are. Your name is getting out there.
Yeah. We've been approached by L'École Nationale de Cirque and L'École Nationale de Théâtre also to make a collaboration on a project. So I think the communication work is working.
Yes. Now, you're sharing a space with Camp Garagona, another special place here for the community. From my understanding, you plan on doing projects in collaboration with them as well.
Yeah. So, as I said, I just got financial aid from the Conseil des Arts et Lettres du Québec to create a new show. So it's going to be a clown show for large public. And I'm going to work with the campers of Garagona. So people who live with déficience intellectuelle.
And they're on the autism spectrum.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I'm going to work with a little group of them, and I'm going to create a show like from observation, workshops and playing exercises. Then I'm going to create something. I don't know yet, because it's going to be in the summer and I have a lot of steps to go there. And then it's going to be a show in the forest, and the public will come and can like walk around the forest and see like different characters. It's going to be like immersive experience.
Very interactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe it's going to be muet, so with a nonverbal. Like maybe it's going to be physical and more visual and, you know, about just the face. You can do so much thing with the face, so much expressions. The image I have from now, it's like characters, they are going to be like the same. So with the kind of the same clothes and the same color, monochrome, but of course with different shape and different way to act.
So there's a lot of great things coming up for you.
Yeah.
To look forward to. Now, what do you hope the campus, for example, and the public at large, what do you hope that people learn from these different art forms that you're presenting here?
You know, people come for searching different things. Like I said, the seniors, they are very attracted by our trainings. Sometimes it's more like personal development. Sometimes it's just pure curiosity. But a lot of people, like, they are attracted because they want to be more in their body. So they want to maybe, like, shut down, you know, the screen, and the everyday life, and, like, be in the emotions and the l'état présent. Like,
in the present moment.
Exactly. Like, be a little crazy, be a little stupid, be kind of free, a new way to be free in some ways. Yeah. But, yes, we have some artist professionals. They come for more tools, more techniques, because our trainers, our teachers, they are very well experienced. So they teach for real. I think they help you become a better artist and maybe like have a larger expression possibilities.
Yeah. They help people learn how to express themselves in new ways.
Yeah.
How can other people get involved? Like if people are interested in coming to your workshops, or if people are interested in maybe who's another professional who hears this interview, how can they get involved with you?
Oh, well, they can go on the website. The website is www.brimbalante.com. So BRIMBALANTE.
And something that would probably be important for our community to know is that are these workshops offered in English as well?
Yeah, sometimes we have teachers coming from, I don't know, like we had a teacher from Denmark in the last semester, and she was teaching in English. The title was Finding Character Through Masks. So we've been into Commedia dell'arte. And yeah, it was in English with some French people in the trainings. And we always like be very inclusive. So we make sure everybody understands.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's important for our community to know. I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Anab, that you wanted to mention about La Brimbalante that you think would be important for people to know that I may not have touched upon.
Yeah, maybe a special thing is that the Brimbalante is in a yurt, in a giant yurt. So yeah, that's part of the poetic vision. We didn't want to just rent a space. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to build something that can still live for years. And so we built a giant yurt. It's 32 feet diameter, and it's all seasons equipped. The place is kind of magical because we're near the forest. Yeah. So the culture and the nature together.
Mm-hmm.
And we are near the center of the village too. So we want also to be part of this dynamic, go like in the market.
Community life.
Yeah. As a clown, we go to the farmer market and everything.
Yeah. You go as your character.
Yeah. We did that in the summer. So yeah, we don't want to work outside the world.
You don't want to isolate yourself. You want to be open. Well, thank you so much, Anab. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.